Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Erevin 11, talking about sitting among the trees. Rav Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, his study partner, his best friend, his chavrusa. We talk in the lecture series how it was devastating for Rav Yochanan when Reish Lakish passed away, and it basically made him go insane. Such a beautiful aspect, not the story of the tragedy of Rav Yochanan's life, but a beautiful aspect of friendship and chavrusa. For another time, not even today, you could check out the lecture series about friendship we just did. That's on Sheer Enjoyment and the podcast forums of Lecture Series with Reb T to see more about that. But in general, Rav Yochanan said to Reish Lakish here in the Gemara, was this not the case that Rav Yoshua went to study Torah under Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? And although Rav Yoshua was expert in the laws of Kalayim, he sought Rav Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion about the law when the crossbar extends from the site. He found Rav Yochanan ben Nuri sitting between some trees. And he, Rav Yeshua, stretched a vine from tree to tree, forming a Tzuras HaPesach. Rav Yeshua asked, my teacher, vines are here on one side of the Tzuras HaPesach. One may one plant other crops here on the other side? Rav Yochanan ben Nuri answered him, if a space of 10 amos or less separates the side posts, it is permitted to rely on such a Tzuras HaPesach. Plant crops near the vines. If a space of more than 10 amos separates the side posts, it is forbidden to rely on such a Tzuras HaPesach and plant crops near the vines. The key aspect to focus in on for me here is sitting between some trees. A lot of times we don't recognize and we don't understand, we don't appreciate the beauty of this world and the beauty of all the elements that Hashem gave us in this world. Hashem's going to ask us, they say in the Gemara, I believe after 120 years we should be Zocha, did you benefit from this world and did you benefit in the right way from this world? That's why it's wonderful to take kids and go to these different things, to take them to the zoo, understand these fascinating creations Hashem made, to take them to the gardens, take them to the parks, appreciate the nature Hashem made. Hashem could have easily put us in a desolate world. He could have easily put us in the world devoid of color, but he chose to give us a beautiful world that's aesthetically pleasing and has beautiful smells, beautiful sights, beautiful sounds, and beautiful tastes, especially when you think about how delicious a pomegranate could be. I love pomegranate seeds. They're so delicious. How delicious a strawberry could be, my favorite fruit also. How juicy and zesty an orange could be. All these fascinating things that start on a seed. We should really understand, sit amongst the trees and understand and get beauty and get benefit from the trees, from the flowers, from nature. My wife and I like to take our kids a lot of times to these beautiful aspects out here on Long in New York and Long Island, and in general also all over the place. Whenever we take family trips, we don't call them vacations because they're really family trips, and to go to the beach, go to the water, especially when it's desolate and it's private, that we could go and just understand and bask in the beauty of the ocean and the sand, and go to parks and bask in the beauty that is the trees, the flowers, and these open spaces. They say that 9 aspects of beauty was given to Eretz Yisrael, and a lot of them are found in Yerushalayim, and 1 aspect of beauty is given to the whole rest of the world. If all of us who are living in Gullis have so much beauty in Gullis, can you imagine how much beauty can be found if you look for it in Eretz Yisrael itself? Go to the beautiful parks, go see the Golan, see the Galil, see Yerushalayim, see the whole aspect, the Negev, everything in Eretz Yisrael, and bask in the beauty that Hashem gave. Get benefit from the beauty that Hashem gave. We're going to be tasked if we use it in the right way. That's why all the things we should benefit, but in the right way. Understand and smell, taking the wonderful smells, the wonderful sights, the wonderful sounds, the wonderful tastes of this world, but do it in the right way. And sometimes have a class outside. Take a class outside. Take your kids outside. Teach, study, learn outside, even among the trees, like was found in the Gemara case today. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 12 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.